We are so glad you could join us today. We believe that God has a word for you, and every time the word of God is spoken, it does not return to him void without accomplishing everything he has sent it out to achieve. Our prayer for you today is that as you listen to this word, may the Spirit of the Lord quicken it into rhema, and may he help you to catch what it is that he would say to you today. God bless you.
We are reading from the book of Exodus 19, verses 10, 11, 16. We wait for you to find the book of Exodus tonight, if you can. Exodus 19, verses 10. 11 and 16. Peculiar anointings. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." Verse 11. "And let them be ready for the third day." Somebody say the third day. "For on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people." Verse 16. "Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. They feared." God uses anointings to shift things. I am one preacher that has preached many, many sermons about the anointing. I've preached from every angle. There are certain anointings that shift a season, or that shift individuals into a season. By way of introduction, I'll give you these anointings so that you just are aware of them. I will not explain them. Here are some of the crucial anointings that you and I need to be aware of. There is what we call the prophetic anointing. Hey! When that anointing is released in a meeting like this, you begin to know things about people that you didn't know about in the natural, because that anointing is there. But the prophetic anointing is a shifter and it's a downloader. It brings things from the throne of God right into this universe so that people are aware of it. The prophetic anointing can shift seasons and usher people into a new season. Here is the second anointing. The governmental anointings. Governmental anointings are powerful. They're different from kingly anointings. Governmental anointings are strong, but kingly anointings are much more stronger. But when the anointing for government is there, powerful stuff begins to happen. There is a corporate anointing where God releases his anointing corporately. And it's always stronger because you are carrying it, so and so is carrying it, and together we come and release a corporate anointing. There is a kingly anointing. There is a warfare anointing. There is the spirit wave anointing. There is believer's anointing. There is house anointing. There is regional anointing, national anointing, international anointing. These are different anointings that work in the body of Christ today. But there is what we call peculiar anointing, and that's what we want to speak about today. Father, we ask that you'll anoint your word as we share it today. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture that we read in the book of Exodus, God was speaking to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. He made mention of the day that he called the third day. It was a critical day in God's calendar. Very important day. I want to give you a few scriptures by way of introduction that will further clarify this third day. Hosea 6 verse 2. It reads, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. Say third day. He will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Here's the second scripture. Luke 13 verse 32. Here is what he says, Jesus. He says, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons, perform cures, and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected. Jesus Christ called the king a fox. Go and tell that fox. Here is the third scripture concerning the third day. Genesis 42 verse 18. Then Joseph said to them, the third day, do this and live, for I fear God. Here's the fourth scripture. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. Hey, there it is. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, this is my third day today. Say it again. Say, this is my third day today. Matthew 16, verse 21. From the time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised, which day? Which day, church? The third day. The third day is an amazing day in the prophetic calendar. It's not a day per se, but a season where God visits his people in a unique way and release peculiar anointings. Can I give you, therefore, characteristics of peculiar anointings? Characteristics of peculiar anointing. Here's number one. A peculiar anointing is a rare anointing. These are very rare. That's why I mentioned all others and left peculiar anointing. Rare in the sense that they are not common. That's what the word rare means. You may experience such possibly once, twice, maybe 3 times, maybe 4 times in your lifetime. But it's not something that you experience every time. That's why they are referred to as peculiar anointing. Tell your neighbor, peculiar anointing. These are rare manifestations of the presence of God. And I've had the privilege of having a few in my life. Peculiar anointings. Number two. A peculiar anointing manifests by God's sovereign will. By God's sovereign will. You can't conjure it and bring it upon yourself. You can't say, now I want to enter into a peculiar anointing. It is as God wills that he changes a moment. There are moments that I have tried to relive over and over again and try to bring back, but you can't do that. They just appear once in a while and they never appear again. I will share with you some of them. You try by all means. You try to wear the same suit that you were wearing, the same right tie that you were wearing when those experiences came. They are no longer there. You try to see a musician sing that song. Never. Never will it come. You can't prepare for it. At times it happens when you are so tired and thinking, this meeting is boring, suddenly. Wham! It leaves an impression in your spirit, man, that will forever stay with you. Say, peculiar anointings. Here's definition number three. Maybe before I give you, let me give you number three. A peculiar anointing comes to authenticate an extraordinary presence of God. Say, authenticate with me. Even if you have no teeth, just say, authenticate. Say it again. Say, authenticate. It comes to authenticate a rare presence of God. The word authenticate means to seal, to establish. So whenever they are in operation or in manifestation, something is authenticated. Say authenticate. Say it again. Say it one more time. Say authenticate. Like it was at Mount Sinai, God came down and there was thunderings and lightnings. That alone authenticated the presence of God. Number four. Peculiar anointing will draw people to God. The rarity of the manifestation will itself attract people to God. This anointing takes people to new dimensions in God. New dimensions in God. If there are heathens in the meeting and peculiar anointings are in manifestation, none of them will live the same. You may not even need to witness to them to acknowledge that God is there. You may just need to lead them to God. Because whoever they are, wherever they come from, they may be stone drunk. They will sense the presence of God. They may have robbed a bank 10 minutes ago. When they come into a zone like that, they will know God is around. And invariably they bow down and worship God. They just need someone to lead them to Christ. These are rare manifestations of the presence of God. Number five, peculiar anointing will rarely be repeated. By definition, it is a seldom occurrence. They come by sovereign's will, God's sovereign will. They are rarely repeated. Number six, peculiar anointings are not to be used as foundations for doctrine. You will get into error. Say error. Because they are so unique. God may do something so unique, so strange. Don't form a doctrine round about them. Can I show some of you here a few things concerning what I'm talking about here? Just a few things. If you watch some Jesus healing methods, he spit on the ground. Took the spittle and touched someone's eyes. Now you can't form a spitting cobra international church because of that anointing. You will understand it's rare. You can't go about spitting on everybody that you meet. No, you can't do that. You will cheapen the anointing and get into error. Can I show you something as well? Concerning the peculiar anointing. There is a man called Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a very strange man. Jeremiah had to carry the ox yoke and walk in the streets, depicting that Israel was in bondage. That was a peculiar anointing. And people repented because this man moved around. Now you carry an ox yoke and try it. Here's another one. Isaiah walked naked for 3 years under God's instruction. God said, I want you to be naked. Walk naked in the street. We use the word called punyu punyu. Say punyu punyu. Naked. Now if you try to walk naked, people are going to run away from you. It's a peculiar anointing. You understand that? So we can't form a church and a doctrine under that. Can you imagine all of us standing here and me standing here and say, I have a peculiar anointing and I'm punyu punyu. That's sad. Mama Nyati may appreciate that maybe, but others may not. Others will go, yo. But Mama Nyati may appreciate the peculiar anointing and say, may this anointing remain in the house tonight. Hey, Ezekiel was instructed to cook his food on human dung, using human dung. That's a peculiar anointing. And Ezekiel objected. He said, no, Lord, I can't do that. God said, all right, I'm changing my mind. Use cow dung. Peculiar anointings. Number seven. Peculiar anointings are activated by a very strong prophetic gift. The prophetic gift is able to download these anointings. The prophetic gift does not initiate them, but it simply downloads them so that people will be blessed. I told you on Saturday here, is it Saturday? Friday, that I've heard 3 times the audible voice of God. I hear the voice of God on the inside. But the audible voice of God 3 times. When you hear the voice of God, you will know that you have heard the voice of God. No one will say, is it God or not God? You will know clearly this is God. Can I show you from scripture before I share with you some of these experiences? Turn with me to Psalm 29. I believe we'll pick it up from verse 3. Are you there in the book of Psalm? Psalm 29, verse 3. It reads, the voice of Jehovah is on the waters. The voice of Jehovah is on the waters. The God of glory thunders. The voice of God thunders. When you hear an audible voice of God, you hear it with all your parts, all the members of your body. Thunders. And Jehovah is above many waters. Verse 4. The voice of Jehovah is in power. And the voice of Jehovah is majesty. The voice of Jehovah breaks the cedars. Just him speaking, the cedars split open. Yea, Jehovah breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Verse 6. By him speaking, the calves will skip and the wild young ox will give birth. The voice of Jehovah goes through the flames. What a voice. Verse 8. The voice of Jehovah shakes the wilderness. Him speaking and the wilderness shakes. Now can you imagine such a voice speaking to you? An audible voice. You will feel it everywhere. Starting Harvest House International, I was sitting in a room through this ear. The voice spoke. I was in a wonderful church. Powerful church. God spoke. Leave. I didn't need any second invitation. I just knew this was God. I knew it very, very clear. I told you of the 2 instances yesterday. When I left the country where I was, going to another country, running away from God. Where God spoke to me, having been employed for 1 hour. He said, leave that place. I went to resign after an hour. I told you when I was a student in London, when God spoke to me, when I had prepared several sins that I wanted to commit, and God spoke to me again in a clear, audible voice. That church is peculiar anointings. I was in a certain country preaching like this, holding a mic. I stood to hold a mic and preach. Suddenly, a cloud covered everybody. Everybody was covered. I was carrying a written message that I was going to preach. Because the cloud filled everybody and I went into an outer body experience, I began to preach a message up to now. I don't even know. I wish someone had recorded the message. They tell me I preach close to 1 hour. All I could hear in this large crowd are screams of people. They spoke another language. They were from Botswana. For close to an hour, I could not see anybody except screams. I have no knowledge of the message, but they tell me it was a message from heaven. How they heard that when I couldn't hear it myself? For 1 hour. After that, the cloud began to recede. I saw row number 1, row number 2, row number 3. But those rows were empty. People had come in on the floor weeping. You can't bring that. Was there good music? There was no music. Just God decided to descend. I was in our capital city called Harare preaching for a friend. I hold a mic like this instantly and I'm about to speak. I saw something amazing. People ran from the back of a hall called the Athenaeum Greek Hall. They ran from the back. Forward, in running forward, they were confessing their sins. I wasn't calling an altar call. I wanted to preach. But the sins they were confessing were old sins. I've taken someone's wife. I have committed. And they ran up front. Very strange sins. They continued to run from every angle to right where I am. Crying and lifting up their hands. Confessing their sins. Oh, I wish it would happen tonight. So that we will see whom you have taken. They rushed forward. We had a service where we laid hands on people and we left them there until the following morning. No matter what you try to do, you can't bring this over your life. Just impossible. Peculiar anointings. Can I therefore get into this message quickly so that we can release you? Four peculiar anointings for changing seasons. Four. Just four. So God has used these anointings, but you will see them manifesting yet again. Can I deal with the first one? The first peculiar anointing is what we call the time-bound anointing. Time-bound anointing. Can I define it? I will define it, prove it scripturally, and then give you certain characteristics of it. Number one, this anointing works within the people bound by the natural laws of time. That's the definition. This is an anointing that works within people bound by the laws of natural time. To whom? This anointing is released to those who have waited on God faithfully, patiently, without taking shortcuts. They've been waiting like Isaiah 40 verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Waiting is very difficult among charismatics. They don't want to wait. But when you wait faithfully, be it for a promise, for a manifestation, when you wait faithfully without taking shortcuts, this may come. Biblical example, you find that in Genesis 18, verses 10 and 18. The man is Abraham, the wife is Sarah. Very strange, time-bound anointing. And God said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And the Bible says, behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Since Abraham shall surely become a great mighty nation, verse 18, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. And we read later in Genesis 21, verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. This woman and this man waited patiently for almost 25 years for a promise. They waited trusting God. Abraham faltered some time, but he went back to waiting for God. And that anointing came, and then Isaac manifested. I am here to tell someone that if you wait faithfully in God and never take shortcuts or circumvent his plans and purposes, wait patiently, you will enter into a time-bound anointing. And what God gives to a man, a woman who's been waiting, is a supernatural thing. Because he will stretch you and test you. Especially you, ladies, as you are waiting for a spouse. Keep on waiting. Keep on praying. Keep on waiting. Keep on praying. You will be amazed the men that will come into your life. Especially you men. You are waiting. We have tried Every other sister has said no. In fact, they have placed something written no as soon as they approach you, no. Keep on waiting. God has a way of rewarding those that patiently wait for you. Pastors that are waiting for their churches to grow, keep on waiting. Don't take shortcuts. Don't do things that are unscriptural. Keep on waiting. When the right time manifests, hey, you will not know what has hit that work. God will bring tremendous increase. This man and this couple waited upon God, and God manifested. What does this anointing do? This anointing resurrects dreams. If you have dreams that have died, time-bound anointing will resurrect your dreams. If you have dreams that are dead now, time-bound anointing comes in to resurrect dreams. Sarah had a dream. I need a child. I need a man child. She waited for 25 years and that child manifested. Resurrection of dreams. What has God said to you over years that he hasn't manifested as yet? What did God say about your family? What did God say about your home? What did God say about your pastor? What did God say about your church? What did God say about your nation? If you wait patiently looking to him, there will be a tremendous manifestation that comes upon your life. It's written in the word of God. Time-bound anointing. Number two, it's a revival anointing. It ushers revivals because people wait. As the manifestation occurs, revival hits. Can I deal with number two? The door opening anointing. The door opening anointing. Can we deal with this? Definition. This is an anointing that opens doors and avenues that have been shut by the devil. The devil shut those doors through iniquities, through sin, or through any other thing. He shut those doors. When this peculiar anointing manifests, those doors have no choice but to open. To whom does it occur? This anointing is released by those whose destiny has been shut or hindered by the devil. Maybe you are here today. Your destiny has been shut. You have tried to open this door, gets shut. Try that, shut. That, shut. Marriage, shut. Everything that you try and place your hand on, it falls apart. You need the door opening peculiar anointing. This anointing cannot be denied. It doesn't matter whether you have generational curses or iniquities. When this anointing is in manifestation, boom, things open up for you and you walk through. And many are surprised how you made it. How you made it. You may have 7 kids with different fathers and you find one man who is a bachelor, who has no kids, who says, I love you the way you are. I love your experience. Even your mother-in-law will say, Monong, you have married the right son, the right wife. That's the right wife for you. While neighbors are saying, but 7 kids, your mother-in-law will be the one in defense for you. And saying, my son has married the right one. Because it's a door-opening anointing upon your life. It will do strange things. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm looking forward to that anointing. Say it again, say, I'm looking forward to that anointing. Here is a biblical example. Acts 12, verses 2 and up to 9. This is the story of Peter. Verse 2. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, that's Herod, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. Verse 4. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Verse 6. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. That is a strong bondage. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Get yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." And he went and followed him. What an anointing that visited this man. Peter experienced this particular anointing on four occasions. A, prison cell doors opened. B, the first post. There was also the second post. Then the iron gate leading to the city opened on its own. Why Peter had an assignment? He had a destiny. The devil had shut him in. He was to perish. He was to be slaughtered on that particular day. But the door opening anointing visited him. I don't know about your case. I don't know what the devil has plotted against you. And he has sought to steal your destiny. And said, "You're going nowhere. You have tried everything. It seems like you're in a cage. You have limited movements. You move, yes, but within a cage." You need the door anointing, opening anointing in your life. That peculiar anointing will come in and open doors. You will be amazed. Everybody will talk about you and your family. Whereas yesterday, they had written you off and say you are a loser. When this anointing falls upon you, God begins to elevate you. Have you ever seen people that grew up as losers in families? Suddenly an anointing comes upon them. And everybody begins to look up to them. And that's you today if you accept that peculiar anointing. Lift up your hands and say, "May this anointing fall upon me." Say it one more time. Say, "May this anointing fall upon me." What does this anointing do? A, this anointing releases destiny. Many people's destinies have been stolen, but this anointing comes to release that destiny. Acts 12 verse 10. B, this anointing breaks limitations. Oh, at times we feel limited. Limited by resources. Limited by skills. Limited by abilities. Limited by our geographical locations. But when this door opening anointing comes, all limitations are broken. And that's you. Lift up your hands and say, "My limitations are gone." Say it again. Say, "My limitations are gone." There are many men in the natural that couldn't find a wife. Many of us couldn't. But when this door opening anointing comes in our lives, men, we are unstoppable. So are you. Never write yourself off. This anointing comes in to unlock things in your life. And I prophesy that you will enter into that season. And that God will release such an anointing over your life. And that God will change your fortunes while you live. And that people and your friends will be surprised at your progress and acceleration as the door opening anointing begins to operate mightily. Lift up your hands and say, "I receive it today." Say it one more time. Say, "I receive it today." So it breaks limitations. Number C, it breaks bondages. Now behold, an angel of the Lord in Acts 12 verse 7 stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And what happened? His chains fell off. Chains fell off. Ladies and gentlemen, they are spiritual chains that are invisible to all men, but they bind people. You need this anointing for those chains to fall. It could be in ministry. It could be in business. It could be in your career. It could be in opportunities. It could be in relationships. You need this anointing to come. Number three, the third anointing. Time reversal anointing. There is an anointing that reverses time. Because the enemy is a thief, he steals time. He steals opportunities. But there is an anointing that reverses time. Definition of this anointing. This is a peculiar anointing that reverses the effects of painful experiences we have gone through in life. Painful experiences. I know men and women that have gone through painful experiences. And therefore, the time stood still. Their progress stood still. They never went anywhere. This anointing comes in to compensate for that and give you more. To whom does it come?
This anointing is released to those who have been hurt, had been through painful experiences, and lost time due to misfortunes. Can I give you a biblical example? Isaiah 38. You just need to read verses 1 to 8. But let me start with verse 8 in particular. Isaiah 38, verse 8. Behold, I'll bring the shadow on the sundial, which has gone down with the sun on the sundial of ours, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees on the dial by which it had gone. Hezekiah was suffering from sickness. The sickness was leading him unto death. He had lost time, but he was a righteous man, righteous king. And God demonstrated by redeeming the time, causing the sun to move backward for this man to gain time. What does this anointing do? A, it reverses what the devil has done in our lives. The devil may have created havoc in your life, plundered your life, wasted your life. But this anointing comes in to reverse those memories and reverse everything that the devil has done over your lives. You may have been forced into prostitution. This anointing lifts you up and says, it never happened. I'm going to clean you up. You will stand, and I'll show what beauty I can showcase before those whom my anointing rests upon. Time reversal anointing is powerful, and we need it in this season. Romans 8 verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. The enemy may walk over you and seek to destroy you and embarrass you, disfigure you. But God, when you're in his hands, he will take you and beautify you. Because all things work together. Say, all things work together. B, it restores what we lost in time. This anointing restores what we lost in time. There are some of us that have lost opportunities, relationships, wealth. See, it extends the grace of God over your life. Now you have to read with me the other verses that we didn't read. Isaiah 38, verses 1 to 5. In those days, Hezekiah was sick unto near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. And he said, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Verse 4. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, go now and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will add to your days 15 years. May this time reversal anointing add times and years in your season. There are some that say, I've wasted time. I've done nothing. Look at me. Nothing. I think I'll just die and I'll amount to nothing. I pray that time reversal anointing comes upon your life. There are some that say, I'm now old. I wish I was 15 years again, or 18 or 20. I wish I was at the university. I wish I didn't mess up at school. Time reversal anointing comes upon you. And when it does, oh, it adds more life into your life. Lift up your hands and ask God and say, Lord Jesus, assist me. Restore the opportunities that I have lost. So there is an extension of grace to those who lost time, those who made mistakes, those who lost opportunities. There are many people that have made terrible mistakes in the kingdom. Terrible mistakes. You look at that and say, I will forever live with this mistake I made. We ask that time reversal anointing comes upon you. And this anointing begins to mend, restore, heal. Bring back that which the enemy tried to steal from you. And bring a tremendous restoration. Peculiar anointing number four. The time stand still anointing. Time stand still anointing. Here is the definition. This is a peculiar anointing that causes God to make time to stand still. Because you seem to have a great advantage in some area in a given season. God causes time to stand still. To whom is it given? This anointing is released to those who have a warrior spirit. Who believe that I must work and annihilate the enemy while I am in this season. God will release this anointing upon your life. Here is the example. Joshua 10 verses 12 to 14. This is a beautiful story. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, this is Joshua, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. So on that day, the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. Aya, do it! What a serious anointing. And there has been, I love verse 14, there has been no day like that before it or after it, peculiar anointing, that the Lord heeded the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Joshua is a warrior. If you get the context of this story, you will get it right. Five kings and their armies had gathered together and made war with men at Gibeon. Now the men of Gideon sent unto Joshua to the camp at Gilgal, saying, come Joshua, come and help us. Joshua ascended from Gilgal and the people of war with him and all the mighty men of valor. Now, when the stones from heaven released by God fell upon the enemies, not all of them died. Joshua said, this deal is not done. Please, son, stand still. In our language, we call it rover anointing. Please stand still. And he began to arise and annihilated the enemies of God. The enemy may have played havoc with your life or your family. You need to get angry. There is an anger called holy anger. Such that when you arise and say, I am tired of you, devil. You have messed up my family. You have messed up my parents. You have messed up my siblings. You have messed up my friends. I am tired. God, cause this season to linger for a while I redeem that which is God's. And this anointing will cause you to catch up. You may have looked at your friends who have gone ahead of you. Yet you're in the same school, same university. They seem to have accomplished more. But it seemed you lag behind. This anointing comes to compensate for that. And God's grace will manifest in your life as never before. Time stand still anointing. What does this anointing do? Number one, it paralyzes the enemy while giving you a great advantage. Paralyzes the enemy. B, it causes those that ganged up against you to lose badly. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Never gang up against a man of God. Never do that. Or a woman of God. You will lose so badly. You may appear like you are succeeding for a while. You will lose badly. And that anointing causes confusion in the enemy camp. See, it releases angels connected to warfare to stand on your side and fight for you. When angelic beings are fighting on your behalf in your corner, no one can prevail except you. Psalm 91. You need to read Psalm 91. I believe a few verses there. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side. And how many at your right hand? 10,000. But he shall not come near you. Verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in your ways. Verse 13. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Four peculiar anointings. I want you to close your eyes today. Maybe you are here tonight, you feel the enemy has played havoc in your life. Yes, you are now born again, but you feel you have lost much ground. I want to pray for you today. We want to invoke time, vessel anointing over your life. Come, if you're like that, come. Jesus. Never mind the mistakes that you have made. They have been made anyway. But please, don't make them again. The anointing of God is upon you today. We invoke that over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, reverse time for her. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar.